Illuminati.
It's a secret reptilian democratic stronghold.
A new world order.
Kyle.
About the world being flat, right?
Was it?
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
They sound crazy, so who cares? But it could totally 100% be true because we know the government's lies about every single thing.
Fellow truthers and conspiracy junkies, to another episode of White Rabbit. I am your host, Catalyst Jones, and holy shit, what the fuck is going on in the world today? We have aliens flying drones because apparently they don't have better technology than fucking drones. We got a perp walk of the actual fucking Joker, and then we got my buddy Sam Kibble all the way over in the UK knocking down on these doors of these hotels that are housing these illegal fucking immigrants that are basically housing soldiers, as far as I'm concerned. And this guy is fearless, brave as fuck, doesn't give a shit if the law's after him or not. He keeps doing what he's doing, and I am honored to have him on my show. Mr. Sam Kibble, what the fuck is up, brother?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
I'm very excited, man. And, you know, you were on Art of Revolution, and that's what first got my attention of what it is that you're doing out there. And, you know, I didn't actually realize that you guys were having such a big immigration problem like we are here in the United States. So,
yeah, it's massive.
Before we jump into that, I'd like to know, like, this is something I ask everybody when they come on my show for the first time. So we'll get a little bit of backstory for you, and then we'll jump into what made you get into this fight right now. But, you know, throughout our lives, we all go through awakening stages. And I always feel like there's one oh shit moment in everybody's life where you learn something and you're like, holy fuck, this world is not what I thought it was. I won't say a red pill moment, but a moment where your world gets flipped upside down. Do you remember what that moment was, brother?
Truly, it truly is a red pill moment. For me, it was finding out the truth about money. I spent a long time, you know, working for money. Like, my life was focused purely about money, you know, and finding out that it's kind of printed out of thin air and it's actually worthless was my first real red pill moment. After that, I was kind of, you know, thinking like, what is life? What is actually the purpose of it?
Yeah, man.
That led me down a long path.
How old were you when you discovered that?
I'd say I was about 18.
Okay. So you you were a little further along. Was this before or after 9/11?
Way after. I was born at 9/11.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, 2001.
Oh, man. I was already graduated from high school, brother, before you were even in this.
That's before, when I was born.
Nice. Well, I'm glad that we have people of the younger generation that aren't pussies, that know that they're a man or a woman and they're not afraid to go fucking speak their truth. And you're a fucking warrior, man. So, like, what built up to you saying, fuck this, I need to start speaking out?
To be honest, so before, like, a lot of my backstory, I've been involved with some criminal activities in my past, and I made a lot of wrong decisions growing up, and I kind of got to a point where I was like, enough is enough. I want to do better. I want to provide value for the community and not take advantage of it, type of thing.
Right.
So when I come to that realization, I started looking for outlets, and I don't know. I was out one day with my friends. We went down to Brighton and I see the pro-Palestinian protest. And I was just like, what are these people doing? Like, a lot of them was part of the LGBT community, complaining about Palestine. I just thought, like, in reality, if you went there, they'd probably kill you.
Oh,
they'd
absolutely.
Probably stone you to death. Do you know what I mean? So I just went and started speaking my mind and recorded it. And that's kind of how this whole thing started for me. It was kind of just in the moment happened, and it just led me down the path that went deeper and deeper.
I fucking love that. And, you know, I've watched your videos, and you truly are fearless. Like, you will get out into a crowd where you're outnumbered and you don't give two fucks. You say black and white truth, you know, and
yeah.
and it's crazy to me. Like, to jump back on that first rally that you went to, you must have been blown the fuck away to see these people. It's like, you really have no clue what it is that you're out here fucking fighting for. It's like these people feel something is wrong and they need to get out there and fight, but they're so manipulated and brainwashed that they don't know what it is that they're getting behind and yelling about.
Yeah, exactly that. I feel like because they've been so shielded from actual injustice that they've never experienced it. So they look for any reason that's popular so they feel a part of something.
And what you're doing is actually, I think it's constructive, because you have eyeballs on a situation and a problem from all over the world now. You know, you got my attention, I'm sharing your shit, so you're getting people in the United States, Australia. There's eyeballs on what's going on out there. When did this start becoming a problem?
That's the thing. Apparently, it's been going on longer than I've even been alive in the UK. It started a long time ago. It started with Tony Blair when he was in power. So, yeah, like, this is a long problem. This has been going on longer than any of us probably expect. And the fact that it's happening all around the world, I don't think is a coincidence. That cannot be a coincidence. There's definitely a deeper meaning. Because even when I was in Portugal, I went to one in Lisbon. There was an illegal immigrant hotel in Lisbon. We walked straight in, and they weren't playing around in there. They was aggressive, kicked us straight out, the security guard. But 20% of the hotels in England are full of them. 20%. That's a very scary number.
And some
that is a Trojan horse, if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, and some of these, you walk up to them, and they have security guards out there. They're not letting anybody over. They say, I love your response when they tell you that you're trespassing. You're like, no, motherfucker, I'm a citizen. You're trespassing.
Yeah, you got to tell them how it is sometimes.
And so... Have you had any run-ins with the law doing this shit? I know your buddy got arrested for posting some shit online. They're not fucking around out there.
No, they're not. So actually, I was literally charged today.
Oh, shit.
This morning I was charged. So I went to, when my friend was arrested, I heard nothing from him, and I went to Portugal. And then I come back and they arrested me at the airport. As I was getting off the plane, like, in front of everyone, it was a bit mad, really. And then, yeah, they held me for a day. They let me go on bail. And I've had to go back to the police station every week since, every Saturday. And then today I've gone there, and they've arrested me and charged me. And now I've got caught on the 8th of January for
what?
Four charges within a 30-second clip.
They're giving you charges from shit that you're posting online.
Yeah, they've charged me for something I posted on X, something I posted on YouTube, and then apparently they've charged me with racial hatred and harassment.
And what if you were to send this shit to me and I was to post it?
I'm still going to post it. Does it stop me?
No, I get that. Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them in their stupid faces. But seriously, I mean, I'm going to put this out on all platforms, and it's going to hit. Yeah. You're going to get thousands of people hearing this shit. And
I appreciate that, man.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing, bro. But, like, I also don't want to bring more heat to you, because I know the last time we were talking, you were actually on the run.
Yeah. I was in Portugal, and I just decided, like, enough's enough, really. I might as well just face it head on. And I don't know, like, what am I going to do? Run forever? Like, my family's here, my friend's here, like, my life's here. This is my country.
Right.
I'm not just going to run. I've got nowhere to go, you know? So it's just deal with it. I'll fight it head on.
Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate what you're doing and continue to do. So since you've been doing this, brother, do you feel like you are making a difference? Do you feel like you've gotten more eyeballs? Do you think those people that were marching for Palestine might look and see what they're doing now a little bit differently?
I hope so. I think so. I have spoken to a lot of left-minded people. And when I do speak to them on a calm manner, when they can be calm and we can keep it calm, they do tend to agree with a lot of points that I make. So I don't think that it's unsolvable. I just think that the correct knowledge needs to be spread. And people, regardless of what side, yeah, whether they're lefties or right, I think we need to find a middle ground. That's what it's about. You know, like, not everything that they say is right and not everything that they say is right, but they both make valid points, and we need to find collectively what's valid, what's truth, what's a lie, and work together.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Unfortunately, Sam, right now what we're going through is there's this, it's almost like a trigger switch. And if somebody doesn't agree with you, they immediately go to this spot where there isn't going to be any communication between you that's going to be helpful. And, you know, a lot of people will lash out through emotion rather than thinking and internalizing what is being said and presented to them. If it goes against what they've already believed to be true, it's just, you're just going to get a reaction of anger out of them, and it's not going to be productive at all. Knowing that, brother, like, and you obviously, you're on the front line. You see how this shit is and how these people can fucking react. And some of them are fucking whack jobs. Like, how do you fucking, like, get ready in your head and perceive, okay, I'm going to talk to this person, but, like, how do you go about that? Like, to have a meaningful discussion, or do you think about it first?
I feel like my past actually plays into this. As bad as things like was at some times and change was needed that I've made, I've learned a lot of lessons along the way. You know, like, I've been in some very hairy situations, and having a conversation with someone isn't anything, especially when it's someone that is left thinking. Because I know if push comes to shove, they don't want to escalate. Does that make sense? So I know how to try and keep it level. And yeah, there's some people that you can come across in life and you don't want to talk to them in a certain way because they won't play around.
Right.
You know? So you need to be able to read people and be able to think, like, what level can I push you to before you are going to snap, if you're going to snap at all.
Have you had any of these security guards snap at you when you're approaching them?
Only the one in Portugal.
Yeah, and what happened? Was it like a full-on fight or?
No, I went with one of my Portuguese friends, and he started speaking Portuguese with him, and I didn't know what was going on, but he just, like, grabbed him and kind of threw us towards the door, and I was just like, let's go in it, because, like, I'm in a foreign country. I can't start fighting people, and otherwise I'm going to end up in jail there, and it's just a bigger mess than what it's worth.
Yeah, man, that's one of my biggest fears, is going to jail abroad and just being completely fucked.
yeah. And the Portuguese don't play around, so it's a bit different than England.
Man, I bet you, like, not knowing what the fuck they were saying, and then all of a sudden you just see him grab your boy. You're like, oh, yeah, shit, literally. What the fuck's happening now?
Yeah, literally.
So, like, tell me a cool fucking, like, what sticks out in your mind of, like, the most memorable thing since that you've been doing this, as, and it could be something, like, positive, or it could be, like, a negative thing. I want to hear some of your experiences, man, because I'm not on the front line in the same sense that you are. So, like, I got to vicariously live through you.
So I think one of the most memorable moments was when we found the signs around the hotels. And it was just a big sign that said, don't touch children without parents' permission. And, like, that stopped me in my tracks when I saw that. I was like, why do they need that sign?
Humanity is drunk. What the fuck is going on? They poison in the mind so we can't see right from wrong. We can't define a woman, and now women have dongs. They strip away our rights, and these people cheer them on. This is modern warfare, a kind we've never seen. It's a war against man taking place upon a screen. It's a war to imprison you and take away your soul. Corrupt all men, but we say, fuck no! Had enough of the lies, had enough of deceit. Went to red pill threats and take this fight to the street. Same vibe, it wasn't just about shirts, it was a fight to survive. No more silence, hell no, no more playing it safe. If we don't speak up right now, then who's gonna speak in our place? They want a one world order, wanna spit in their face. Cause I'm not a little bitch and I'll never be the slave. So we speak in desires and we speak with our threads. Not afraid to speak our minds, took some pills, yeah they read. Had enough of the lies, had enough of deceit. Went to red pill threats to take this fight to the street. Crazy, but we weren't wrong. We stay standing ground when the sheep go along. Truth in every stitch, a message you can feel. RedPillThreads.com. Go grab it for a deal. RedPillThreads.com. Don't be afraid to be. Silence is compliance. Promo code RABBIT. Trust in God, not in science. Make your voice heard. Stand and join the fight. RedPillThreads.com. Stand up for what is right.
And I feel like, yeah, I feel like if I didn't go into that hotel, no one would have ever known about it. I think that was a very changing factor with public opinion as well, because at first, like, at Brighton, I was a little bit rowdy. I was like shouting at the lefties and we was having an argument. And I feel like a lot of people had a negative view because I am quite rowdy as well with the security guards. So they see that and they're a bit like, oh, this idiot, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But when you look into it and you see, like, I've actually found things that no one else has seen and I've brought things to light that you just didn't know would have existed. I think that was one of them, definitely. But also the day at Westminster was a very key eye-opener for me. The way that they literally built a jail, the police officers were walking into the crowd and one said, pick anyone. They were literally grabbing people at random, putting them in like this man-made jail that they'd made. And I just witnessed the whole thing. I watched the whole thing escalate. This old man was literally trying to leave the protest and get home. But the police had formed a line, so you literally couldn't leave if you wanted to. They'd trap them in a circle. And this guy was like, the train station's over there. He was like, please, I'm trying to go home. Tried to get past, and the officer literally just shoved him. And then things started escalating a bit, but the police officers initiated the violence. They initiated everything going on. And I literally caught it all on video.
Oh, nice. Was the old guy even a part of the protest, or was he just doing his own thing and happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time?
He was part of the protest, but it felt like the protest was coming to an end and people were starting to go home. And then, but I think because it was actually peaceful, the police thought, oh, we're not going to have this.
Yeah.
Started escalating situations and then made false arrests. if you look at the numbers as well, they called it the riots. And to be fair, some of them were riots, but Westminster was not a riot. There was no actual violence that happened. But it was the place with the most arrests, had over 100 people arrested. And it was just because they were picking people at random.
And that sounds eerily similar to fucking January 6th out here. And it those some of those people are still in fucking jail, bro, for trespassing. At best, they were trespassing, because I don't know if you, I'm sure you guys seen the footage. They're fucking letting them in. And thank God the FBI is scared shitless right now, because Kash Patel just got nominated to be head of FBI. And he's like, yeah, fucking release the Epstein files, release the JFK files, release the fucking January 6th files. So they're shitting their pants right now. You know, like, you want to talk about Nazi book burning? The leftists and the FBI are right now probably doing that fucking right now, just tossing as much shit as they can, getting rid of all their evidence.
I wouldn't be surprised. Literally, that's how it goes. They'll cover up their tracks.
Well, and they've already been on fucking on trial admitting, we had people in there, you know, like, and we have them on video. It's like they've been denying this shit. And it was like the week it happened, people like me are posting videos of like somebody coming out that was arrested, you know, and then they unfucking handcuff them and fist bump and shit. And you see the dude's badge. Fuck you, dude. You're all fucking agent provocateurs. And that's exactly what you were experiencing there, because they were like, hang on, we have an agenda that we're supposed to have happen with this fucking protest. And they're not getting violent. They're actually starting to go home. We better go fucking poke the bear.
Yeah, literally that, literally. And it's everywhere. That's the thing. This, like, in London, it's an official statistic that a woman is raped on average every minute.
Every
minute. But about 99% of them cases get unsolved. But they have the resources to arrest me at the airport for some tweets. It's ridiculous.
Because it goes against their agenda. It goes against what they're trying to do right now. Bro, there's so many people that are awake and that are fighting against this shit, you know? And that's why I love that I just teamed up with Red Pill Threads, because they're not afraid to say what the fuck. If you put on one of their shirts, you're going to offend somebody when you go to the grocery store. And I love that shit about them, you know? Like, and because you can't, it's almost gotten to the point, and I know we talked about this, you know, but like, I'm done being nice, you know, like, I'm just not going to have conversations with people. I'm not going to try to convince anybody, but I'm definitely going to know what is fact and what is not. And I'm not going to fucking play make believe or pretend around these fucking people, because nice playtime is over. It's fucking over. Like, it's now or never. And, you know, everybody's all excited that Donald Trump got elected, but that don't mean shit. That does not mean a fucking thing. He might not even make it to office. He might not get sworn in. And even if he does, I'm not fully convinced that he is a good guy to begin with. Just because he says and does all the right things, the guy's been an actor his entire fucking life. So
I agree with that.
And I feel that he's been placed on center stage in the spotlight for a damn good fucking reason. And this is all part of the plan. However, I mean, I do feel like there is two big evil factions that are warring with each other right now. And I'd rather go with the lesser of two evils. So I'm going to go with the MAGA movement right now, because they're actually enough of them to make a difference and to stop overnight fucking one world order. And, you know, with MAGA, we can slowly trickle into that one world order, and we still have some time to fucking stop it. If Kamala would have got in, bro, we would have been fucked. It would have been the whole world would have been fucked.
Yeah, it would have been game over straight away. Yeah, this was my point as well, as I agree with that. Like, Trump is the lesser of the two evils. I'm not saying he's a perfect man. And I think potentially him and Elon could be, I don't know. I don't know if I want to get too deep with the theories. But
hey, man, this is White Rabbit. That's what we do here. We've already gotten into the fact that, like, a lot of his tweets are basically paving the way for, he says, you know, like, America was made by builders and you will have the opportunity to build again. Well, that's a straight fucking shout out to the Masons and saying you guys are going to be in charge again. So there's a lot going on there. And that whole shooting of Trump, my man, I've listened to people break that down as a fucking ritual to bring him up into the Master Mason position to lead. So we'll see. You know?
You know, I do find, have you ever read the Bible? I mean, I can't say I'm fluent in the Bible, but I've been getting into it recently.
That's a very good thing. That's been a huge topic around White Rabbit lately.
Yeah, because the Bible is very interesting, and I see a lot of what's happening now in the Bible as warning signs.
Yeah,
that it is, says about 10 beasts that will pave the way for the Antichrist, right? And it says one of the beasts will have a miraculous head wound and the world will marvel. And I feel like that was just Trump being shot in the shot in the ear. Because everyone after that was a Trump supporter.
It did turn a lot of people. Now here I'm sure across the world, there is so many anti-Trumpers that, cause I feel there's two types of Trump derangement syndrome. There's those that hate him no matter what, and everything he does is evil as shit. And then there's those that think he's the second coming of Christ. And I think that those are the two sides of Trump derangement syndrome. And with those people, you're not going to convince them that Trump is going to do anything good. He could literally save a drowning black child in front of the world, and they would call him racist because he was too rough or something, you know? However, man, like the mass awakening after that, I feel like, oh, shit, if they want to kill this fucking guy, and obviously look at what they're doing. Fuck what they're saying. Look at what they're doing.
Yeah. Look at actions speak louder than words.
And I think a lot of people came to that realization. Thank goodness. Yeah. And we were able to push over that. But like I said, man, we're not out of the woods yet. We really aren't. And it seems like they're ramping up a lot of shit. And we're here getting towards the end of the year. We've got World War III knocking at our door. We've got Project Bluebeam with their fake alien invasion that they're trying to scare everybody with. In California, they fucking, the governor out there just fucking declared a state of emergency for the bird flu and is making people fucking mask up again. So
no way. I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, it just happened like fucking at the beginning of the week. Some bullshit, man.
Okay. That's crazy.
So we have all of this shit happening at once so that nobody can really, everybody's spinning around like fucking, we still have people in fucking from their manipulated weather bullshit that they did and unhoused everybody in North Carolina and all that. They're still dealing with that shit. They still don't have fucking water in Flint, Michigan. Where are the kids that went missing in fucking Maui? Like all of this shit is just boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
And yesterday as well, I don't know if you heard, in Germany there was a terrorist attack. A Syrian asylum seeker who fled Syria because he was wanted for rape, come to Germany. They obviously let him in because of the asylum seeker program. And then yesterday he's driven a vehicle into a Christmas market and injured 200 people. Last I heard, 5 were dead. Some children are dead.
How are you seeking asylum if you're a fugitive on the run? That cancels each other out, you would think, right?
Surely, but apparently not. That's the way
he was probably Mossad and fucking purposely placed there to do that shit. Do you think think it's going to get worse?
Definitely, it will get a lot worse. It'll get a lot worse before it gets better.
What were you saying in London? I'm fucking so glad my daughter decided she was going to go to France and live there for a year. And she's been there since September. And I've just been fucking worried as shit, dude. That's like the trafficking capital of the world, right? And she.
Yeah.
And I just did an episode with her because she does content out there, which scares the shit out of me because she's putting her face out there. She's like a prime fucking, it scares me. But she called me and she was like, Dad, I'm homesick. I'm coming home. I'll be there on the 28th. And I'm like, oh, thank God. So she'll be here in 6 days. Cool. And I'm like, I can't protect her out there. And everything escalating in the world right now, who knows what the fuck tomorrow, who knows what an hour from now brings, you know?
No, definitely. You don't know what's around the corner.
And I feel something brewing, and I don't know if it's just in the conspiracy community that we're feeling this, like something big is coming, or if it's everybody has this feeling of just something's brewing, man. Do you get that?
Yeah, I know. I feel like something's brewing, and I feel like a lot of people are feeling that way. No one's quite sure what's brewing. Everyone's in disagreement about what it is, but we all know something's going on.
What do you think about these drones?
I don't really know. I haven't heard much about them, but I know they've been everywhere. Like there's been sightings in the UK of them as well. The same day it was happening in California, I believe. I saw it. And it was happening here as well in some places. So I don't know. Someone's probably just watching, or I wouldn't say, I don't know if it's aliens necessarily. Like, why would they have drones? I don't know. Like,
they wouldn't. It makes no fucking sense, you know?
Yeah, like, it doesn't make, yeah.
Why would they be using technology that we have?
Yeah, like, surely they're way more advanced than us.
But, you know, Elon, which I could be butchering this on the time frame, but I know it was before this happened. I want to say it was like a week or two before we started seeing these drones pop up in Jersey and it started becoming a thing. He tweeted out that the drone wars are going to be epic.
Yo, yo, conspiracy junkies, you like garlic? Then get ready for the flavor explosion. That's flavors of the forest.
Let's go.
Chef Nelson's in the kitchen, got the garlic on lock. Freeze-dried magic, watch them red pills drop. From a campfire chat to a taste so real. Bigfoot breath, nah, it's the real deal. No more fake powders, just raw garlic dust. Sprinkle it on pizza, it's a flavor you can trust. They went wild for it, said put it in a jar. Now it's flavors of the forest. We're going hard. Flavorsforest.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brand should retire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. You better grab it, don't you miss it, gotta have it. Flavorsforest.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste buds alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. Matt Nelson, they started with a dream. Flavor so fresh, call it Garlic Dream Team. From the restaurant kitchen to your backyard grill. Flavors of the forest, even with your pill. Wood-fired pizza, eggs at the dawn. This garlic's got your back, you know you're not wrong. Get the jar, pop the top, and taste the scene. Raw garlic dust is the best you've ever seen. Flavorsforest.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brands should retire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. You gotta have it. Flavorsforest.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste buds alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. From a campfire joke to a garlic revolution, flavors of the forest is the perfect solution. Bigfoot breath, that flavor we serve. This raw garlic magic is my motherfucking word. So grab your jar, order yours right now. Flavors of the forest make the mother chefs bow. Garlic that's raw and it's all for you. 25% off code RABBIT, that's the move. Flavorsforest.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brands call me sire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Flavorsforest.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. Flavors of the forest, it's not just garlic. It's a flavor journey, you're gonna love it. Promo code RABBIT, get yours now. Flavors of the forest, make your taste buds wow. Flavorsforest.com, winter flavor is no conspiracy. Boom.
And it's like these people are already precursoring what's going to happen. And I know I've mentioned it on my show before, but bro, we just had an earthquake last week or the week before last. And we don't normally get them out here in Nevada like that. It was a pretty fucking big one. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in they tell you what's going to happen before it happens in movies. We need to look no further than 9/11 and all the stuff they told us in movies and shit. And it seems to be a reoccurring theme that the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco gets taken out in movies and TV and stuff like that. Yeah. And I feel like that might be something big that comes.
Okay.
And if there is an attack on the United States, I think if it was an attack situation, I think San Francisco and New York would be the prime targets.
I mean, it's a strategic bridge to destroy. So
yes.
It would cause a lot of damage.
And the population is so condensed there that it's, I mean, people shit on the streets. You can't walk around without seeing somebody masturbating. It's fucked.
That is wild. England ain't quite that bad yet. Only a few places.
It's just San Francisco. You go to San Francisco. Well, I can't say it's just San Francisco, but you go to San Francisco and it's always been this way as long as I can remember. It's just rules do not apply in San Francisco. If you want to do drugs. If you want to walk around naked with your schlong hanging out, fucking nobody's going to give you a second look about it. It's fucking
just
weird.
Normal.
Right? But you walk over the bridge and you try to do that shit in Oakland, your ass is going to get arrested for indecent exposure.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy how one bridge, like, two different worlds.
Oh, so but different worlds.
That, like that in England, like, you jump on a train, you go two stops on a train, and all of a sudden everyone's got a different accent. You're like, what's going on here?
That's fucking crazy. So are you more stable now that you've turned yourself in? You have, like, you're not having to fucking find somewhere to sleep every night and shit?
I don't know. I don't know if it's better or not, to be honest. It's like, I don't have my freedom anymore, you know? Freedom's priceless.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't know. It just didn't feel right.
So you have to check in. You have to check in with those fuckers every day.
Every week, but I don't have to do it anymore because they charge me. So I just have to go to court. And I don't have a solicitor or anything. I'm just gonna do it myself.
That's good.
My own defense.
Because you would probably represent yourself better than anybody that they would appoint you. I'm assuming you can't afford an attorney, right?
Well, in England, you get free legal aid if you request it, but you always get some dopey solicitor and they just say plead guilty and you get a third off your sentence.
Yeah, that's
and
what they do.
I'm planning
here
not to get sentenced, you know, so I'm innocent, so I'm not pleading guilty at all.
So do you get a jury of peers in front of you, or are you just going to be sitting there pleading your case to the judge and his clerks?
Yeah, so it'll be the judge, because they've sent me to magistrate's court, and this is a thing that I've been sitting with. Obviously, it only happened today, so I made the decision, yeah? But, so there's magistrate's court, which you get judged by three judges, or there's crown court, but they deal with more serious crimes, normally, where then you get judged by 12 randomly selected people from the public, supposedly. So, but there's pros and cons, because although the crown court, you get judged by 12 people, the minimum that the judge can sentence you is 2 years. Whereas in magistrates, the maximum they can sentence you is 2 years because it's considered a minor crime. So it's like, not really sure, because obviously three judges could easily be corrupted compared to 12 people.
That's what I was thinking,
but
at,
like,
the same time.
If you get found guilty with them 12 people, you're going down for a long time. It's not a light sentence.
Right. And it's also not that hard to corrupt 12 people. It, you know, like, you get 12 people in a room, you hand them all an envelope and walk out. And it is scary, you know, because you are somebody that they consider a threat, or else they wouldn't be taking their time with you. Like you said, there's fucking rapists running around that they're not spending a single penny on, and yet you get off the airport and they're already there waiting for you in full fucking force. So
literally. I mean, so it's one of them. Odds aren't really on my side, but I have faith.
That's good. And
yeah.
Man, that sucks, dude. So what you could potentially go away for 2 years, or do they do like a house arrest type of situation out there?
You can get house arrest. There's all different types of things that could possibly happen, but a lot of people are getting between 20 and 30 months in jail for similar offenses.
This is so fucking ridiculous, dude. And I'm really worried that these judges are just going to, yeah, fuck that. This is what we're supposed to do. We got another one and we're making our quota.
Yeah. I'm going to use it as part of my defense anyway, but this is also where my history might come helpful, because I've been charged with a lot worse than tweets. Like, it's a bit silly, and you didn't send me jail for that, so how are you going to send me jail for this? You know, type of thing. It's like, it is silly. It's so silly.
It is silly, but they're obviously targeting you because you're putting eyeballs on something that they don't want any eyeballs on. And that's basically it. That's what you're guilty of. They're not going to outright say it, but that's what you're being charged with, and that's what you're guilty of.
Exposing the truth.
Yeah. And unfortunately, bro, I wish, like, man, we got this just brilliant, brilliant mind out here, Brandon Joe Williams, who has taken the English language and every document that's been written and totally thrown it in their face. And he's represented people, and just for fun. And fucking, I got another buddy that does the same shit, and he does it for fun, and he's made judges step down. He's made fucking sheriffs resign. Like, just by knowing the fucking law inside and out. Unfortunately, they know American law and probably would be no help to you.
Yeah, British law. British law is different. It's full of loopholes and grey areas, and it's all rubbish. Like, the whole system's corrupt. But I guess, again, this is an added benefit, is that I've been through it a few times, and I kind of know how it works.
Right. Hey, but don't they still wear those fucking wigs out there? The judges?
Yeah, dude, I still wear the wigs.
That is so hilarious. Yeah. I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that the whole origin of the meaning behind the wigs is because they got syphilis and they didn't have a cure for it back then, and so they would start to lose their hair, and so they would wear those fucking wigs.
That makes sense. I didn't actually know that.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I heard. I'm going to go with it's true.
Yeah, but look, I don't even know.
So when you're standing there in front of those people, just remember this conversation and be like, that motherfucker has a syphilis hat on.
Yeah, I'll try not to burst out laughing in the middle of court.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm in syphilis.
Do not do that, because they will definitely convict you, bro. So the fight continues, though, man. Like, right? Are you going to continue making content between now and your court date?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I haven't really made much content recently because I'm not really sure what to do. Like, it was part of my bail condition that I couldn't go to hotels. So I couldn't go to any. So, yeah, I'm not really sure what's next.
I think right now would be awesome is just to walk around in public and talk to random people about the situation that you're going through and ask them how they feel about it.
Yeah.
And then that could be a good idea.
Just to speak in general, maybe just to get some different, like, awake people in person almost, like.
Yeah, pull some lions out of the crowd, you know, awaken some of them and give them a reason to go out there and catch a charge.
I don't condone anyone getting arrested on my behalf, by the way.
No, and I don't either. But
pulled up in court.
Fucking Sam, I heard him on the White Rabbit podcast. God damn it, dude. So don't come to me for commissary money, guys. this is for entertainment purposes only, but no, but seriously, man, hopefully you can awaken some lions out there and get them out there and talking to people. And I think that nowadays, one of the big problems is that if it goes against what the crowd is, then people are afraid to speak out, even if they completely feel the opposite of what the crowd is talking about, because they don't want to be bastardized themselves. It's like that old video that goes around where there's a band playing and they're just on this little hill, and this guy gets up and he starts dancing, and he's dancing by himself. And then somebody gets up like a couple minutes later and starts dancing with him. And after that second person gets up, people are like, oh shit, people are dancing. So before you know it, everybody in the crowd is standing up and dancing. And we just need that first person to start dancing. And you're one of those people that's fearless and you just started dancing. You were like, fuck it. You guys don't hear this music? Like, get the fuck up.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, that is how it is. And that's why I've done it as well. I figured, like, I see some people on YouTube that went to some hotels, but they never got inside and they just walk around the outside. And I thought, like, if that was me, I would just walk straight through the front door. And I thought, why don't I just do that? Like, no one else has done it. I don't trust anyone else to do it. Like, I trust myself to do it. So, fuck it. Let's give it a go.
Oh, man. I bet your nerves must have been so fucking up here that first time, huh? Just, like, walking up. Like, what the fuck is going to happen right now? Like, I don't care what's going
to
happen.
To be honest, kind of, but not really. Like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't really think, like, about it. When you're in a moment like that, you just do, like, you don't really think. It's too late to think, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, so I was just in, and I just thought, like, he was trying to stop me getting in. But I figured, like, I could literally walk straight past you. Like, you're not going to grab me. I'll walk straight past you. They've clocked me from the get-go, so I'm just going to walk around and try and record as much as I can. And, like, if they grab me, I'll defend myself. If they don't grab me, then I'm just basically freely walking around and they're not stopping me. Like, so I just thought, fuck it, it's worth the risk. Worst comes to worst, I get in a fight. Best comes to best, I get what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So
either way, it makes for good content, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be an interesting experience one way or another.
Definitely. Fuck, man. I just got a text message and I forgot that I am double booked. So I need to end this in 20 minutes. I have another show. So I hate to do that to you. So let's try to get in as much good shit as we can right now. I want to know.
Cool. I know where it's.
I wanted to know where you see, because we kind of touched on, you know, Donald Trump getting into office, hopefully, maybe. And I kind of want to know what your take is if that happens. Like, where do you see that affecting where you are?
To be honest, I'm worried about England because of our Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Him and Donald Trump don't get along, and I know Trump is not a man to fuck around. So, and Trump wants to end the Ukraine war, which Keir Starmer also doesn't want to do. And if Keir Starmer keeps being a thorn in Trump's side, Trump's going to say one day, I've had enough, fuck off, England. And then we're going to lose out because of that prat.
I don't think that would happen, bro. I think that he would have a sit down with him and he would go like this. Like, I don't remember who he did this to, but, you know, and then hand him a picture of his family's house and then just get up and walk away.
Yeah.
Like, he is gangster like that. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's what I mean.
I'm sure there'd be a hit on just him.
He doesn't mess around.
Yeah, but I'm sure he would put a hit out on him. And before he would, like, declare anything that's going to fuck up the citizens, you know? Because that's not how Trump is. He likes the normal people more than he likes these fucking rat politicians. At least that's what the persona he portrays. No,
And I do see that as well. In a way, like, I see that from a lot of what he says. Like, when they asked him, do you want Ukraine to win or whatever? And he just said, I want people to stop dying. Like, I kind of relate to that. Like, that's the dream outcome, really. Is it?
What the shiza is up, my fellow conspiracy junkies? Seriously, though, have you guys checked out charismictruestore.com yet? If you haven't, stop what you're doing right now and go check it out, because I am telling you guys right now, if you're looking for truther gear, this is the place that you want to be. I like the store so much that I made this little jingle for it. So, hey, yo, DJ Don't Exist, play that track I like. Biatch! Let's go!
Welcome to the truth. Welcome to the light. Flat Earth revelations. Everything's alright. Clothes that fit your vibe.
medallion shining bright. Stand for what you believe. Join the truth tonight. CharismaTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so come. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again and again. Flat Earth fashion trend. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories, truth in every piece. Step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. CharismaTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so come. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again and again. Get your gear again and again. Flat Earth fashion trend. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories, truth in every piece. Step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. CharismaTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so come. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again and again. And again.
That was the best answer anybody could have possibly given in that question. And you know what is funny is it still infuriated some people. It's a lot of people don't understand that that whole Ukraine war is just a whole money laundering situation that's going on down there. And it's a fuck you to Putin the whole time that it's going on. And there's like... people are trying to make Putin out to be like this evil person as well. And I kind of admire this man's patience.
Yeah, no, I do agree with that.
Yeah, he put up with 4 years of bullshit patiently waiting for Trump to get back into office. I would have been like, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Button, done.
Straight up. Well, obviously, I love capitalism, though. I would die to protect capitalism, but I do like Putin's style. He is a man of worthy of respect, if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. And here in the United States, we've been given the pill to hate Russia, that Russia's our enemy, they're the bad guy, more so than China. China's our real enemy, actually, but... back in the day, it was, we had the Cold War and they were producing all these movies like Rocky IV comes to mind. Like, I remember being in the theater as a kid watching that shit and the whole fucking theater erupted when Rocky wins at the end and knocks out the fucking Russian. Right. And it's like, I'm like, wow, dude, like, this is amazing. And I felt like a part of it, like, fuck that Russian guy, fuck the Russians, you know, as a little kid, this is being implanted into my head. And mm-hmm. And that's what they do. And then, you know, you look at actual history and what's taking place. I'm like, Russians really have never done shit to us. If anything, we keep poking, we keep poking the bear and they're like, dude, quit. Come on, man. Stop. Quit fucking with us.
Leave us alone. literally, it is like that. I even remember, like, in Call of Duty as well, growing up, a lot of Call of Duty was always against the Russians. Mm. And like all the Black Ops and that, and actually Modern Warfare, the remake of it, I remember the story mode there's a scene in it, and it's a massive, like, it's a massive war crime that's going on. You take, like, you're one of the civilians, point of view of the civilians, experiencing this war crime, like someone killing your family and all that, and they portray it as the Russians done it. But the real life event that it was based on, it was actually the Americans doing the terrorist attack.
Of course.
And Call of Duty literally flipped the whole script and painted it as Russia, but it was them. Like, that's mad.
You know what's mad to me is how brainwashed most of the American population is into thinking that our government is these nice fucking saviors, and really all they are is corrupt world police is all they are. They're like shaking down the entire world, basically. And that's what Trump's going to do when he gets into office. I mean, but it's for America first purposes, so I'm on board with it because it benefits me, even though that makes me kind of an asshole, but it is what it is. I'd like to go back to fucking dollar gas, so
I agree, like this should be everyone's concept, is putting your country first. Why would you not want the place you call home to be the best version of itself that it could possibly be?
I would, like, 100% agree.
Doesn't make sense.
There's a lot of
everyone can be winners. There's winners and losers.
Well, the winners are the ones that write the history, and therefore the losers are always made out to be the evil bad guys. So with that being said, you know, not everything that we're being told about these people in certain names that we say are to be considered the devil. And if you were to actually look into this gentleman's history that has a really weird mustache, you would find out that maybe he just wanted what was best for his people.
Yeah. I agree. There's a lot of things on that I grew up like hating them. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
fuck the Germans. But like growing up, like really, since taking the red pill, a lot of opinions have changed. Because he was moaning about the Rothschild family back then.
That's exactly who he was after.
And that's kind of the same problem today. And it's like, well, hang on a minute. He was actually onto something.
He was. All the things that we're fighting against right now is what he was trying to stop back then. And everybody's, oh, book burners. You know what those books were? They were fucking transgender books in fucking schools. The same books that we want out of our schools.
Mm-hmm. Literally. He closed down the first ever transgender clinic as well. First ever to open in the world was in Germany, and he shut it down. When I heard that, I was like, holy shit, like, that's exactly what I would have done.
Right? And he wanted to get the smut and pornography out of his country. And I mean, at face value, he was the most evil person, because they show us these horrendous videos. It's never in English. Yep. It's always in German. So you just see some guy yelling and screaming, and you're like, wow, fuck this guy.
Such an aggressive language.
Yeah. You know, it's all propaganda from the gate. And, you know, I'm not going to sit there and defend any of the things that have been allegated to happen, but I am going to say that we've been lied to about a lot of things. So maybe we've been lied to about that as well.
Yeah.
So
I heard that a 97-year-old woman who was alive during World War II was sentenced to jail in Germany because she said the Holocaust didn't actually happen. So, but this is the thing, like, people younger than her who didn't live through that time period are sending her to jail for saying what she saw.
That is so fucked up.
That isn't right. Yeah.
Some shit happened out there, though, because I used to, well, my ex-fiance, her father witnessed, unless the guy's lying, he's dead now, but he told me about witnessing his parents get shot in the face during the Holocaust right in front of him.
Okay.
And I'm like, but.
Okay, yeah.
So some shit did go down, but what went down isn't what we're told went down.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, I'll never know the truth. We'll never know the truth. We didn't see it. We didn't live with it.
Right.
But at the same time, I think people need to forget about history a little more. Although not forget it, because we don't want it to repeat.
It is, though.
to think about the future more than the past is what I mean.
Yes.
It's because people don't think about the future. They don't think about what's going to happen in 5 years' time, you know? So that needs to be, I think, it, like a culture shift is needed more than anything.
It is needed, but it is also scary when it starts to take place, because it's almost like a pendulum swinging, and it could have so much momentum because we're so far crazy on one side that when it swings back over, I'm scared it's going to be so far crazy on the other side. And we need to find that happy medium, you know, like,
That middle ground.
We were talking earlier and you said that one of your favorite things that Trump said when he was asked about the Ukraine war was, "I just want people to stop dying." And I love that about him too. However, he is one of the most pro-Palestine presidents that we've ever had, Israel presidents that we've ever had. And he also said that he wants Israel to be able to finish what they started, and what they started is an actual genocide. What's taking place over there is worse than the fucking Holocaust. The story that we're told about the Holocaust, it's worse than the story that we're told about the Holocaust. And it's being hidden from us right now.
Yeah, it is 100%.
And if he's behind, if he gets behind them and wants them to continue with that, then I can't get behind this president.
This is what I think as well. Like, just let them to it. Like, Hamas aren't good. The Israelis aren't good. Like, who even cares? Why are we getting involved? Why is British taxpayers' money going towards that war?
Well, because it goes back to the holy wars.
Deal with it themselves.
These people are very, very concerned with bloodlines and Bible prophecy fulfillment, even though they pretend like they don't believe in God and the Bible and stuff like that. But they are trying to usher in and fast forward all of these things that are supposed to take place before the second coming of Christ, so that they can introduce their Antichrist. Yeah. And, you know, I don't think that the Antichrist is Trump. I really don't. I think Elon Musk might know who the Antichrist is. I think they might kick it, but I don't know who it is yet. I definitely think he's alive. I just don't think he's in the spotlight.
I agree. I mean, you got to think, right? The Bible says that Satan is, or Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, he was one of God's angels.
Favorite angel.
So, and he was, it was his favorite angel. And obviously, what happened. They had the battle of the heavens, and Lucifer was cast down to earth. But that means he's in control of the earth.
Yes, it does.
And he has been for thousands of years. So, simply, he exists, but no one has seen him. And when he reveals himself, then, it's going to be a very different day. I think very dark day. But I do think Elon Musk is doing a lot of things that paves the way for the Antichrist.
Yes. And if you were saying towards the beginning.
If you think about Elon Musk, because it says as well, like, the Antichrist will rise as a form of good. You're not going to think he's the Antichrist at first. You're going to think he's a good guy.
If you think about
everything that Elon's doing, and if you thought it from an evil perspective, though, right? Like, he could control Earth while living from Mars. If everyone's driving the Tesla, everyone's got one of his brain chips, he decides he doesn't like you, your car's off, he switches your brain off, and he could be chilling up in Mars. Like, that's some evil things, really.
Yes. I mean, I don't agree with the Mars thing. I'm a flat earther, but check this out, bro. There's only a percentage of this dimension that we're able to perceive through. It's just a fucking sliver, and there's things all around us. 99% of everything around us is not visible or we cannot perceive it with our senses, and it's happening around us all of the time. So if this is Satan's world, he's fully aware of these things, and he can manipulate things in a way that we can't see, and time is nothing to him. It's a it's a construct, you know, like it's nothing to him. So he can play out this long game through generations and generations to get in. I don't know, man. I feel like these people are really trying to fast forward into something so that
that's the thing. He's made the deal with God already. God gave him permission. But also saying that Satan doesn't have a lot of time compared to the time like we have, as we know time, it's a lot of time. But compared to a godly time, he doesn't have a lot of time because he only has a select time until Jesus returns. You know?
Right.
And this is my theory as well, because when you think about it, it makes sense. We're like ants compared to them. So our life is nothing compared to a godly lifespan. So Satan will get his rule of the earth, and humanity will learn its lesson of Satan's rule. And then Jesus will return to earth. He gets his 1,000-year rule. And then humanity gets a choice of Jesus. Because you'll have all the evidence by that point, yeah? You'll have thousands of years of ruling by Satan, and you can see how humans are. Then you'll have thousands of years ruling by Jesus, and you can see how humans are. And then the humans after that are left with the decision of what life they want. And that's the final judgment of humanity. Because if you think about it as well, like, that makes sense, because the whole thing between God and Satan is that God loves humanity and Satan feels like he should have that love and not us. And you think as a whole godly lifespan, yeah, that would be the conclusive decision for God to be like, well, humanity's been tested in a bad way and in a good way, and now I've left them to their own devices with all the knowledge available. If they choose the dark path, then you're right. You know?
Bro, I love that.
What's the ultimate test?
What is the ultimate test? Because I feel that it's always the battle within ourselves.
Yeah. But in our time frame, like, because we're only going to live throughout a certain little time frame of the Bible, yeah?
Right.
So within the time we're alive, our time frame, like, the only way we can be saved is by faith and faith alone. There isn't an option for us because it's Satan's world. God said, like, it's Satan's world. He's going to control you guys. We're under control of Satan. And the only way to defeat it for us is by faith. The future generations, they'll have Jesus when he returns. But then once then, the people on earth will have nothing but knowledge of what's happened.
Bro, you came.
And that's kind of the ultimate decider.
I love this. I need to get you back on so we could do a longer show. I'm already a minute late to my next show. But bro, I just want to thank you again for everything that you're doing out there, and fucking you crushed it with that at the end. And I'm glad that you've found God, because that is really the only peace that we're going to have in this crazy world right now. And everything that is 100% fucked up happening around us in this world that we talked about and discussed tonight, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day if your heart is pure and you know what is right and who you are. And you look up to your Lord and Savior as that person that you want to strive to make happy and proud. So
100%. Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me on as well.
Yes, no doubt, man. Keep me posted on what's going on with your court date and stuff. And then after the new year, I'd like to get you back on the show.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
All right, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Sam Kibble out there.
You take care of yourself, buddy.
You too, brother. Out there in the UK, fighting that good fight on the front lines, putting himself in harm's way because the truth is the truth and it needs to be exposed. And we're going to end this the way that we always do, and that is keep digging down those rabbit holes.
I'm walking through a a world that's wrapped in static. They blindfolded by the noise, call it automatic. Trapped in these digital chains, their minds stay plastic. I'm searching for the key, but they're lost in the traffic. We living in a labyrinth, no exit in sight. They feed on distractions while I'm trying to find light. I speak in riddles, they only hear the echoes. My thoughts are rivers, but they're stuck in the shallows. They don't question the horizon, just follow the lines. Lost in the glow of the screens, never seeing the signs. I'm whispering about histories they bury deep in the dirt, but they too busy with the circus to know what it's worth. MK Ultra, a fracture in the mind's design, but they look at me like I'm out of my mind. Can't touch the truth cause they stuck in the illusion. I'm trying to wake them up but they just numb to the confusion. I'm awake but they still living in dreamless skies. Caught in the web but they can't see the lies. I speak in whispers, they only hear the noise. Trying to lift the veil but they just play with their toys. I'm a shadow in the distance they won't ever see. Caught in the current but they drown in the sea. How do I speak when their minds are on mute? I'm awake but they still lost in pursuit. They mask the truth with glitter, make the poison taste sweet. I'm drinking from the river while they drown in deceit. They plugged into the matrix, minds on autopilot. Chasing a phantom that don't ever stay silent. I see through the mirrors, the cracks in the glass. They see a reflection but the truth in the past. I'm speaking in colors, they only hear black and white. Living in the shadows, too scared to step into the light. They're walking in circles, locked in their own cages. I'm trying to flip the pages, they stuck in the stages. I question the world, but they just nod and comply. Never wonder why the trees don't reach for the sky. I try to show them the cracks in their glass castle, but they stay in the rubble, too scared for the battle. I'm living in the ruins, they just stuck in the plot. Trapped in a novel that they never forgot. The truth behind the screen. They caught in the flood, but they never see the stream. I'm speaking the secrets they buried in the dust, but they're too busy worshiping idols they can trust. The world's a stage, but they don't know the script. I'm trying to expose the plot, but they too scared to flip. I watch them dance in the dark, call it a masquerade, while I'm searching for light, trying to make the shadows fade. The codes in the clouds, the truth behind the screen. They caught in the flood, but they never see the stream. I'm speaking the secrets they buried in the dust, but they're too busy worshiping idols they can trust. The world's a stage, but they don't know the script. I'm trying to expose the plot, but they too scared to flip. I watch them dance in the dark, call it a masquerade, while I'm searching for light, trying to make the shadows fade. I'm awake, but they still lost in pursuit. I'm awake, but they still lost in pursuit.